The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur is no laughing matter, even though the subject of monism or shvigus have been a subject of jokes, a victim of jokes since time immemorial. We're going to discuss the halachic gedorim, the definition of the relationship in Hilchas Arayis with a mother-in-law. And we'll see some interesting nafkaminis between. We know that a relationship with a mother-in-law is a really unique relationship which has no comparison. We're going to see that in Hilchas Arayis, the relationship with a mother-in-law is different. The erva of a mother-in-law is different than all other arayis. We'll see some dugmois to this. The Rabban in Parshas Achrei Mois and Parshas Kedoshim puts his finger on something interesting, the lashon of the pasuk that talks about the Isser. The Israel Arayis of a mother-in-law. The lashon of the pasuk over there is in Parshas Achrei Mois. It's ervas isho bito. The lashon of the pasuk in Kedoshim is v'isha sheyikach es isho esima. The lashon of the pasuk of Einshim zimohi she'erehema zimohi. Now, what's unique is over here luchayra the in lashon hakodesh the relation with the mother-in-law has a name. It's called chamoisoi, like we have in the Mishnah Dabbeis. Chamoisa is one of the tesvav noshim. One of the tesvav arayis is a mother-in-law, chamoisa. She falls to leave, and she has a din of an erev of chavi krisus. The Torah doesn't talk over here about the isur lovei al chamoisa. When the Torah talks about a daughter-in-law, the Torah calls it kalosa. Chamoisa is the same lashon hakodesh. Not only that, but the Torah doesn't even say the isha is aim ishta. What's the isur? The isur is not his wife. He married his wife, kedasu kedin, b'chupas das v'din. The problem is the mother-in-law. The name of the erva is not Isha Ubito. The name of the erva is Aim Shel Ishtoi. The same goes in the second pasuk. The Isha Sheikach is Isha Vesimo. The Averu was that he took Isha Vimo. The Averu was that he took Aim Ishtoi. So the Ramban points this out. The Ramban says something interesting. He says that there's a the rationale. Ramban doesn't always do this, he says, but over here you see from the Lashon HaBazar that the rationale behind the erev of a mother-in-law is not just a close relative, but there is a dynamic that's created when a man has an intimate relationship with a woman. He says there is ha'ein v'bito b'doimim zelozeh. So if he has a relationship with the daughter, what happens is if the isser lovoy al imo is an isser because then he's making a taruvus of two relationships that don't fit together. It's ki'ilu he's living together with both of them because the mother reminds him of the daughter reminds him of the mother. Something is compromising the purity of the relationship. That's the erva. So the erva is not his mother-in-law per se, but the erva is being married or having an intimate relationship with a daughter and a mother together. The cheftza the isura, so to speak. The definition of what's also over here is the relationship not with the mother, it's the relationship of the daughter and the mother. Whereas a sister-in-law, l'chayr the isser is, we'll see, that a sister-in-law, the isser is the sister-in-law. It's the isser of his wife with her sister? No, his wife is okay. The isser is the sister-in-law, and so on, by all isser. That's what the Ramban says. Whether we understand the rationale or not, in the Ramban, al-Kapanim, we see a geder in halacha with this a shame given to the isser of isha ubita. The Ramban is saying the isser is isha ubita. The isser is the relationship hakoleles, two women that he can't have a relationship with. It's not the isser of the mother-in-law per se. Interesting is the lashon of the pasuk. When the pasuk says the inish, Sha'ara heino zimahi. Sha'ara means a loshen of a relative by marriage. And the Torah doesn't say Sha'ara he, the mother-in-law is his relative, his mother-in-law is his she'er, he's not allowed to be married to. Sha'ara heino they. What's they? The daughter is not the one that's also to him. The mother is the problem. It's never your wife that's the problem, it's only your shviger. Remember that, it's good for shalom bayis. The relationship that's also is not the wife. The relationship that's also is after he's married to his wife, hopefully happily, he's not allowed to have a relationship with his mother-in-law. Don't take that literally. You're allowed to have a relationship with your mother-in-law. But the Issa Erva is Lucharu with the mother-in-law? No. The Torah says, Shara Heino Zimohi. Shara Heino They. What's the they? The they is the relationship with them, like the Ramban says. Let's open up a Tosfos in Daf Gimel, to also a Tosfos later on Daf Tzadik Zayin, and we'll see a very interesting ramification of this. The Gemara in Daf Tzadik Zayin, Noisin Alo Anuso, is discussing if he was Bo Al Ishtoi, it was his Anuso. Is a person allowed to get married? Does Anusa have a shame of a relative to Asu Kroivin? That means, let's say, is a person allowed to have a married relationship with Anusa's Oviv? In the wording of the Pasuk of Erva Savicho, being married to a father's wife, Zalz Erva Savicho, Lechert should be the same. One who had an intimate relationship with the father, Anusa's Oviv, Lechert should be the same thing. But if there is no married relationship with the father, it's just that the father had an intimate relationship with a woman, does that answer that woman to him? That's the subject over there. And in that context of those halachas of Noisin Allah Anusa, which means Noisin Allah Anusa, that Anusa Sovereign is not considered a relative, Tosfos and Daf Gimel points out that Tosfos is the first Tosfos, the Tosfos starts in the bottom of Beis and Beis, Bitoy. And Tosfos says over there, Miu Behedi Bereish Noisin Allah Anusa Mefar Shashas. So I go back a few lines. Tosfos says, "V'hodolay mechayev al bas anusosa." This that one is not mechuyev if he marries the daughter of a woman that was his anusa, not that he was married to her. So a woman that he had an intimate relationship with, now he gets married to the daughter. Why is it not nerva? Because k'may shapirish ba'kumjus mishum the ishu bitochsev the mash meloshin ishus b'dloy kosev emu bas. Tosfos brings from Rashi that the reason for that is because it says Isha Ubita. It's Mashma Isha Ubita Meloshin Ishus. Ishus is only when there's a marriage with the mother that asks the daughter. Marriage with the daughter asks the mother. Miu Behedi Bereish Noisin Al Nusim Mufash Hashach Taim Achrino Darayis She'er Chziv Behu B'nesuin Iko She'er. This that we said that She'er, which is a Loshin that the Torah frequently uses for a married relative, we say she'eri b'sori. B'sori means a flesh relative. She'eri means a relative by marriage. This that the Torah says she'er chsiv v'hu b'nesuin ika she'er b'insim like a she'er. She'er means a relative by marriage when that marriage was consummated with a physical relationship. It's only by nesuin. Nesuin is when she's muteris lebir. Mashenke b'erisin, where there's a kinyan, there's an isser between the husband and wife, but there's no issues in terms of a physical relationship. That relationship does not create a standing of she'er. His relationship with his wife's relatives, the relationship with his wife's blood relatives, is not that of she'er. So Tosfos says that you need the pasuk of she'er to tell you that it's only by suin, not by erisin. Tosfos adds in Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaskul Arayah She'er Chsivuhu. Tosfos adds that that's even by Nichnas Al-Chupa. Nesuin, Tosfos says, creates She'er. Nichnas Al-Chupa would not create. Nichnas Al-Chupa creates the relationship of She'er. You don't need that there should be a Bir. Doesn't have to be that he was already Boil Ishtoi, that then there would be an issue to live with her daughter. Well, if he would be boil a woman, he gets married, he marries a lady, so then it's also to have her, only if he's boil her, only it's after Bia, not when they were married, after Bi'ilah, that's when it's also to form a relationship with the mother. No. Why? The Torah says, she'er refers to chuppah. She'er refers to chuppah, not to Bia, but to chuppah. Memela for the same price, if it has to be after chuppah, if there was a relationship before then, but there was no chuppah, so then the halacha would be that there wouldn't be an issa. It would not be. They would not create that level of iser with the familiar relationships. The Achronim ask on Tosfos that we have a klal. Whenever we talk about she'er, let's say we're talking about the halachas of a husband, zchusin that he has to yarshin his wife. The din that a kohen who is not allowed to become tamei lemeis, but he's mechuyev to be mitamei himself to his wife, is only lach and nesuin. Why? Because the Torah refers in Parshat Emor Legabitumah, Yerusha refers to she'er. And the Achronim said that over the Achronim asked that over there in the sugyas it says in those dinim it says that the level of she'er after chuppah is because it's considered chuppah, since chuppah is matir and isha labio. So mel that's ki'ilu hi nivelis. The level of relationship of nivelis is created by the chuppah itself. So why does Tosfos have to tell us that there's a difference, or how could Tosfos tell us there's a difference between legabi de'er v'lishu bito between Niveles and between Chuppah, then Chuppah would create Sheher and Niveles not, where the whole idea of Chuppah is Ro'i and Ki'iluhi Niveles. It's the same idea. That's the Achranim's Kasha. Lefi the rationale that we're saying, that the reason why the Erev of Ishu Bita is different than other Arayis is because there's no relationship unto itself of a mother-in-law, but the relationship that we're discussing over here is the relationship of Isha Ubita, so we can understand like this. When we're talking the Yarsha Latamala, we're talking about which level of relationship creates the, which level of intensity, closeness, whatever you want to call it, depth of relationship, creates that the husband and wife are related to each other with a kesher called She'er. On that we say, Be'etzem, together Adover is that they already have a physical relationship, Nivelas Loi. But Chuppah is Kilu Nivelas. So Chuppah already created, since it's Roy Lekach, they're Roy Lesiachet, they're Mutl Lesiachet, Roy Vigam Mitzvah Lovi Olel. So really, in that context, that's enough to create that relationship. However, that's what we're talking about, a relationship between a husband and a wife. When a husband and wife are related to each other with a Shem She'er, that he's Yerusha, that he's Metamala, that's when she's Ro'ui Lebiya, she has that relationship with him. The way the Ramban says, the Isser, the Erev of Ishu Bita, is not because of the mother-in-law. You're trying to figure out when do you create a strong enough relationship to create a Shem mother-in-law, and that's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is that when he lives, when he has a physical relationship with Ishu Bita, so he's living with one, but really he's living with both, like the Ramban says. He's living bi Isha Ubita. The Ki'ilu is not enough over there. Over there, the Shem Nivelas has to be real. In order to create that when he's living with his mother-in-law, it's Ki'ilu, he's together with both of them, the way the Ramban says. That has to be a physical relationship that was consummated, that was actually consummated. It's not enough the lumdus that the relationship is on the level of She'er. The point over here is not the relationship. Not a relationship with his mother-in-law, that's the problem. It's the yachas, the bia of Isha Ubita. In that context, we're talking about real bia. We're not talking about what creates a relationship which would be considered a mother-in-law, full mother-in-law. That's an akuda that comes out of that thesis. The interesting few ramifications of this din of Isha Ubita being a different type of relative, that the relative is not the mother-in-law, so to speak. Your mother-in-law is never your problem. The problem is your wife and your mother-in-law together. It's true in life, it's true in Hilchos Arayos as well. The Erva is not the mother-in-law, the Erva is the Isha Ubita together. Shitas Rav Akiva, the Gemara says later on, or the Gemara brings it by us in the Sugya also, that's Tzadik Dal, Tzadik Hei, is that Acha Misas Ishtoi, the only relative that we know that becomes Mutter, La Acha Misa, is only a sister-in-law. The pasuk says, "Litzra b'chayel," Reuven marries Rachel. Rachel dies; he's allowed to marry Leah, her sister. Why? Because that's b'chayel. The issue of a sister-in-law is only b'chayel. La'acha misa, he's allowed to marry his wife's sister. What's interesting is, in a mother-in-law, that's certainly not true. A person is not allowed to marry his wife's mother or his wife's daughter after his wife passes away. However, according to Rabbi Kiva, Acha Misas Ishtoi, Chamoisa is only Bekoris, not Bisrefa. This is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is in the Surah Bia Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Others hold that the Isser, that the full Isser of Chamoisa is Poka. The Shem Chamoisa, Sister Teresa, says Ishu Bita, the full relationship of Ishu Bita is not there anymore. It's Bisur Balma. The opinion of the Rambam is that it's Bechavik Krisus, it's a full-blooded Erva, but it's not Bisurefa. Which means that what the Rambam is telling us is that there really is a Shem Erva Gemura called a mother-in-law, called a Shviger. There's another Arayis called Ishu Bita, which is like the Rambam points out, a relationship be Ishu Bita, but does not negate the fact that a mother-in-law is a relative. That's the Rambam would seem to hold. The other Hashem that hold Bisur Valma would hold that the true relationship is Isha Bita. After that, it's not the Erev of a mother-in-law anymore. After the wife dies, the relationship with the mother-in-law would be Bisur Valma. Where that Bisur Valma comes out is also not clear, but it's not a full Erev. It's only Bisur Valma. It's a lav. That would seem to be another ramification of this definition, that the Rambam holds that there's both. Again, the other Rishonim would seem to hold like our definition, that the only full-blooded erva of a shvigar, of a mother-in-law, is Isha Ubita. Again, we have in our series, we have something else. We have Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says that Ba'al Imo, if he's Ba'al Imo, Peselas Ishtei. Till now, we've heard of that if a woman is Mizana, she becomes Asur Labaila. We have over here a new din. Ba'al Imo, if somebody's Ba'al Eim Ishtei, on Chamoisoi, the halacha is that his Peselas Ishtei is not allowed to live with his daughter, with his wife anymore. The Gemara Dashan is Ba'ish Yisroifu, Oisei Veshen. The Pasuk says that if his Mizana with his mother-in-law or with his daughter-in-law, Ba'ish Yisroifu, they shall be burnt, Oisei Veshen. Who's the Oisei Veshen? It says, who are you burning down? The town, the house, what's going on over here? So he says, it's not going on Sreifu. The Oisei Veshen is going that the relationship on both of them becomes possible, is not allowed to live with the daughter anymore. Not Kesha. What does he have to do? Where does the Isser come to Aser? The person's Mizana with his mother-in-law. What does that have to do with his relationship with his wife? Not a Rayus of Ashes Ish that destroys the relationship with the husband. If a man is Mizana with his granddaughter, does that make that he can't live with his wife anymore? What does that have to do with Aser and Alishtoi? It's clear that the Kavon over here of Rabbi Yehuda is that the name of the Erev is not mother-in-law. The name of the Erev is Isha Ubita. Now that he lived with the mother, you've destroyed the relationship with the daughter, the ability to live with the daughter, because it's now Isha Ubita, so he can't live with the daughter either. Now, it's clear, like the Ban's definition, that the shame of Erev over here is Isha Ubita. Chsam Sofer, in Chuvis, in Eben Ezra, Lamed Ches, points out something interesting. In Parshas Kisovoi, over there, there's different Arurim. Over there, when Kleisho was standing on Hagrizim and Harevel, they were Arurim. There's different Averus. Agav, why 10 seemingly random Averus are picked out as the subject of the Arurim is an interesting question. There's Tayag Mitzvahs, there's Ramaches and Shasal Lavin. The Torah puts Hasogas Gvul, this Erva, that Erva, this type of Gzela, this type of Averus, Shemiral Machaveri. Why did the Torah pull out specifics? And it doesn't seem these 10 are like Aser Sadibis, that they're the Rosh Prophet, the Ikrim of Kol HaTorah Kulo. There's a fascinating discussion in one of the Chassidish, one of the classic Chassidish, from the Ishbitza, in the Beis Yaakov, where he says that these 10 reflect certain weaknesses of personality. The aura is not on the Avera. The aura is on somebody who doesn't get to work on himself. The reflection in its worst form of that midah reflects itself in a terrible ma'aser that the Torah delineates, but the point is not the ma'aser, the orur, and orur is interesting. Rabbi Hirsch points out in Loshon Ariri, somebody that doesn't have children, he's stuck, there's no continuation, there's no growth, there's no hemshich, there's no nitzchis. If a person doesn't work on himself, there's no growth, then he's orur. He brings himself to Aura by limiting himself and his capability for growth. That's a vort. But over there, the lashon of one of the Arurim is Aru Sheikhev Mchoisante, he who is Mizana with his mother-in-law. Interesting. Over there, all of a sudden, a mother-in-law is a relative. And the Chassam Sefer points this out. He says, Al Pishitis Rashi and Sanhedrin Dafayin Vov, and the Rajmi Yavonis, that after his wife dies, so his mother-in-law is Bisur Valma, like we said, this is the Shita of the Rishonim, not like the Rambam. There's no erva of a mother-in-law kishalatzma only when his wife's alive. That's why it's chay. So he says that Isur Valma, which is alive, that's called chesantoi. That's a relative called a mother-in-law. While her daughter, his wife is alive, there's an Isur Sreifa of Oisoi Veshen. There's an Isur of Isho Bita, like we said. After the daughter dies, after his wife is no longer alive, there's an Isur of chesantoi. That's Ba'or, that's only Balav. But like we said, the Rambam and Tosin Daf Tzadik Dalan on the base hold that the Issa Erva, even La'acha Misa Sishtu would be Bekoris. That would tell us there is a full-blooded Erva of mother-in-law. It's just that there's another level of this, it's only Bekoris. The Chiv Misa Bebezdin, Besreifa, Issa Vesen, or Isha Vibita, Sheir, Hena, Zimui, that would only be when the Isha Vibita, when both of them are alive. What's fascinating is the Rambam in Rimzei HaMitzvos. The Rambam has Sefer HaMitzvos. In the beginning of each Sefer, the Rambam, he writes Rosh HaProkim of the mitzvahs that are to be found in those halachas. For instance, in Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, he'll point out the mitzvah say of Oining Shabbos. and the Lois say of Lavin, and the mitzvah of Zochman, and the mitzvah of Shaman, it's just a Bekitz and Imrit. In the Rimzei HaMitzvahs, those little Rosh HaProkim, the Rambam lists off in Hilchos Yisur be a whole slew of arayas, many arayas, Tesvav Noshim, and that Bezim, and Alvin says over there, Shaloi live on this one, Shaloi live on that one. The Issur, the way the Rambam delineates it, is the Issur live oil, to be Bo'al. By Isha Bita, the Rosh HaRam, is Shaloi Lisa Isha Bita, it doesn't say it's in Isabiyah. It says an Issur to be married Li Isha Bita. Why the difference? That's what we just said. It's not the pshat that his mother-in-law becomes a relative and is an Isser livoil chamoisa, for example. There's an Isser to be married together, bebiya feshteitzah, but there's an Isser to be married together to Isher Bito. What's interesting is that the Rambam, this wouldn't fit so much with our thesis, is that the Rambam says this also on Isher v'achoisa. And the rationale is, Isher v'achoisa, we see that there's no Isser l'achamisa, like we just pointed out, by a mother-in-law. L'achamisa's a wife, the sister-in-law is mutter. So that would seem to indicate also that the relationship between the erva of Eishes, of Achois Ishtoi, is not so much Achois Ishtoi kisha la'atzma, but it's Isha ve'achoisa. And that's why the Rambam says again, Shalei lisa Isha ve'achoisa. But over there the Rambam, sorry, the Rambam over there doesn't say it. The Rambam over there says, Shalei liva l'achois Ishtoi. So you have to know. But it's an interesting diuk, it's an interesting, always an interesting experiment to figure out Beloshon the Rambam, Rimzei HaMitzvahs, how he defines the different mitzvahs. What we do see, and that's what we're talking about, is that the Isur Isho Bita, the shame however is the Isho Bita, as opposed to, like we said, the problem is always your mother with your mother, your wife with your mother-in-law together. The shame however is not the mother-in-law, Chamoiso, Kishalat.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.